From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, August 4th. Californians could vote in November on whether they want to see the state redistricted. According to CalMatters, Governor Gavin Newsom says he's working with legislatures and Congress to temporarily set aside the state's independent redistricting commission and give the public an alternative map. Newsom has been working on a response to a redistricting war with Texas and GOP leaders. President Donald Trump has been encouraging Republican leaders to change voting maps to increase GOP majority within Congress ahead of midterm elections. In Texas, that would mean eliminating 5 Democratic seats. California uses a bipartisan citizen commission made by voters for redistricting. To change this, the state would need to hold a special election, which Newsom says could be held the first Tuesday of November to coincide with local elections. In other news, the Yurok tribe will now have more control over rivers and streams on its land. NSPR's Eric Adams says that's after the Environmental Protection Agency granted the tribe authority to set surface water quality standards.
The tribe is able to set the standards within its reservation in the same way states can under the Clean Water Act. The agency says the move supports the tribe's self-governance and helps safeguard natural resources. Yurok tribe leaders call the Klamath River the foundation of the tribe's existence, and the new status will allow the tribe to restore and protect parts of it. The Yurok tribe is the newest addition to the list of several other tribes in the Klamath River region that have also gained control of their water quality standards. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
And Cal Fire is awarding millions of dollars to tribal organizations to boost wildfire resilience and safety. The department says almost $4.7 million in grants will be provided to 6 tribes and tribal nonprofits. 4 funded projects will bolster tribal workforce development and cultural land management. Another 2 planning projects will promote regional collaboration to enhance wildfire resilience by supporting indigenous-led stewardship and knowledge sharing. The grants also focus on efforts including cultural fire, fuels reduction, and reforestation. Also, California's firefighting fleet just got a major upgrade. Cal Fire and Governor Gavin Newsom announced last week the addition of the state's final 2 Firehawk helicopters, bringing the total to 16. The Firehawks will replace the aging Huey models that have long been the workhorses of the state's wildfire response. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala reports.
This year, nearly 5,000 wildfires have already burned roughly 250,000 acres and killed at least 31 people in California. State officials say better tools are needed to fight back, including modern aircraft. The new Firehawks fly faster, farther, and carry 3 times more water than the older Huey models. They can also operate at night. Cal Fire Director Joe Tyler shared this moment from a Southern California blaze that burned nearly 7,000 structures.
Proud dad moment of mine was in the devastation of the Palisades fire in the middle of the night to see 8 of my helicopters over Mandeville Canyon trying to extinguish a spot fire.
Newsom says the expansion comes as the state faces federal cuts for wildfire prevention.
Cutting the U.S. Forest Service, cutting critical offices, cutting prediction analysis and weather and technology support, cutting forest and vegetation management, all the while lecturing states like California to do more, and it's exactly what we continue to do.
He says the helicopters are key to keeping small fires from becoming major disasters. Gerardo Zavala, Cap Radio News.
Additionally, California's insurance commissioner is taking legal action against the state's insurer of last resort for fire insurance. Ricardo Lara said last Thursday his department has filed an enforcement action against the FAIR Plan, accusing it of denying and limiting smoke damage claims from wildfire survivors. Lara says the issue has happened often in the wake of the Palisades and Eaton fires. The Department of Insurance says the order comes after consumer complaints showed a pattern of denying these claims based on a FAIR Plan requirement for permanent physical damage, which the department says is arbitrarily defined. The FAIR Plan is operated by the insurance industry and was intended to be a temporary safety net. It provides basic fire insurance coverage for home and business owners who can't buy plans on the regular insurance market. And Tehama County administrators are crafting an ordinance to address extreme rental hikes in mobile home parks. According to reporting by KRCR, renters in unincorporated areas of the county face increases of more than 50% for the spot where they park their RVs. State law prohibits landlords from increasing rent more than 10% annually, but mobile home parks are exempt from those laws, leaving local jurisdictions to provide rental protection. And finally, State Attorney General Rob Bonta and more than a dozen states are suing the Trump administration over its attempts to restrict access to gender-affirming care. Bonta says Trump's executive order restricting care to people under the age of 19 and U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi's threats to arrest gender-affirming care providers are illegal bullying tactics.
They are definitely waging the culture wars. They're definitely playing politics. What they're not doing is practicing law.
The lawsuit alleges that federal restrictions on gender-affirming care are in violation of state laws that protect residents' access to it. Bonta has warned hospitals against restricting care, but Kaiser Permanente and Stanford say they're pausing gender-affirming surgeries for patients under 19. And those were your headlines for Monday, August 4th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.